producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a cold and blustery one today, but still, it's a feel-good Friday. I'm your host here on the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis. Fargo, we're right around 39 degrees right now, some light rain. We got some wind gusting and that sort of thing. I'm going to get into that a little later on. In Tioga, it's 52 degrees. Williston, it's 57. But it's going to be very, very windy across North Dakota, and it's deer opener today. So, and at noon, and I know I have some friends, especially out there in Bismarck, that I expect to get some deer sausage from. I'm just saying, you know who you are. But it will be very, very windy across North Dakota today. Strong northwest winds gust up to 50 miles per hour. That's expected across all of North Dakota today. Winds will increase throughout the morning, remain strong into the evening, and working outside, if you're working outside on elevated structures, it's going to be hazardous. If you're driving high-profile vehicles, it's going to be difficult. I know this morning I'm driving around, and I have a low-profile car, and still, wind was just pushing me all over the place. So there you go. Wind gusts to 50 miles per hour. A wind advisory means that winds around 30 miles per hour or gust around 50 are in the forecast. So that can make driving or working outside very, very difficult. And if you're traveling, you know, in a high profile vehicle, you know, one of those things that are top heavy, that sort of thing. Yeah. Watch out. Eastern North Dakota, the Fargo-Moorhead area and the Red River Valley, a wind advisory in effect from noon today till 9 p.m. this evening. Later on this evening, especially the afternoon through the evening, we're going to have very strong, strong winds. And these winds are developing behind a cold front. So, I hate being the bearer of bad news, but if you were thinking that, you know, maybe the snow's going to hold off till December, maybe, you would be wrong, because we're going to have a snow event that's going to be on Sunday into Monday, and the next week is going to be much, much colder. First widespread snow of the season is expected to fall across western and central North Dakota beginning on Sunday. The snow will develop as a surge of cold air moves across the northern plains and will continue into Monday. Much, much colder air will remain through next week. So, if you haven't got your mittens and your fire logs and all that good stuff to make your house cozy, you know, the big double-breasted pea coats and that sort of thing, I guess you wouldn't do that. You want a North Pole or North Face jacket that's very heavy up here anyway. You're going to want to break those out. Dust off the mothballs from, you know, last month. But you got to prepare. This would be an excellent time today to prepare for winter weather. You need to monitor your weather sources, get all the updates. This will be the first significant winter weather of the season. That's happening on Sunday. So, keep that in mind, and we're getting a kind of a precursor. It's going to be windy today. It's cold. It's rainy, that sort of thing. And especially when we're looking to Sunday, yeah, you're going to want to be prepared. So just wanted to make sure that I got that out to the folks. My first winter weather event happening on Sunday. Be prepared. Get the cocoa, you know, that sort of thing, the fire logs. Make sure the flue is open in the fireplace, because that could turn out badly. Had an experience with that that maybe I'll get into, not today, but maybe next week. So there you go. Something else, I'm gonna try to remember to go over that info again at the bottom of the show today. Another piece of info I definitely want to get out to the folks is this. There's been some fake identity theft calls. Now, you may have heard Todd Mitchell talking about this earlier. What these folks will do is they'll call you. They'll say you got a $10,000 Cash America loan. And when you go, wait a minute, I never got a $10,000 Cash America loan, they'll go, whoa, wait, maybe you're a victim of identity theft. And we're showing a loan under your name, and you're like, oh, wow, that's a relief. I'm sure you good folks can help me out, and that's the scam. They're going to they claim to have all your information and that sort of thing, but they're going to ask you, we have your information, and we're going to need you to give it to us so we know that you are the correct person. So you start giving them all this information, and they're like, all of that sounds great. What's your social security number? And, that sounds pretty good. And then they say, you know, we could catch this person that's using your identity, took out this $10,000 loan. We can catch him, but for a nominal fee. And there you go. So if you get a phone call and they tell you, you know, you took out a $10,000 loan, and this is here in the area. So, you know, they tell you that, you know, you took out a $10,000 loan, politely or not so politely, it really doesn't matter, laugh at them and say, nice try, buddy, and hang up. Don't give them anything. And just wanted to make sure, and I'm probably going to do a short blurb on this on my social media, just so you're reminded of that. It is a scam. If you didn't, if you haven't been to Cash America and someone says $10,000 loan, it should automatically send out red flags. Feel Good Friday today. It is the deer opener. Some good and some bad. It's the deer opener today, so that's great. That's good. The bad is the North Dakota Game and Fish Department announced that they are going to only allow deer hunters one deer license per year starting next year. Well, I guess that's the bad. So tell me what you think of that. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation later on. And this is going to go towards my Feel Good Friday feeling that I got going on here. Also want to know your and I know this is on what's on your mind, but I want to know your "Are you kidding me?" story. Something that you've heard or something that is going on and you're like, are you kidding me? I just kind of want to hear some of those stories, because Scott and Todd shouldn't be allowed to have all the fun. I mean, come on, man. I need some of that fun over here, too. So 855-200-1776 with Blanquita and Ellen. I'm going to be talking about a feel-good Friday story that I saw, and we kind of touched on it yesterday right at the end of the segment, and Blanquita was about to get into a story of West Virginia. Don't know if you've heard of Sarah Blair. She is the physically conservative 18-year-old youngest state lawmaker in America. 18 years old. She ran her campaign out of her dorm room, beat a 66-year-old Republican incumbent. this 18-year-old did. Think about that. That's my feel-good story today. We're going to discuss that with Blanquita later on, well, in the next segment here. But I thought that was pretty awesome. And it kind of flies in the face of the whole war on women thing, too. And this kid is brilliant. And if you've been following my social media, we had that story yesterday about George Jefferson being the one of the founding fathers. Had a lot of fun with that. Thanks. Hat tip to Todd Mitchell. But that was pretty awesome. And then if you look at the stories out there of, like, on George Mason University, they're out there, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for that. Feel Good Friday. And also, I want to hear your, are you kidding me, stories for today. We'll be right back with Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back. Blanquita Cullum on the line today to speak a little common sense on the Common Sense Club, 855-200-200. You know, let me slow down. The coffee is amping me up here. 855.
I'm ready to go, so it's okay. I think I had the coffee too.
855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live and into the conversation. Yesterday, before we signed off for that segment, you were talking about a very young 18-year-old West Virginian who is the young who is America's youngest state lawmaker. And I just wanted, and that's a really, really good story. So I wanted to open up this segment with that. On a, it's a feel good Friday, Blanquita.
It's a feel good Friday, and I have another feel good story for you when we get through with this because it's a really good one.
Good deal.
Well, can I go ahead and tell you it real quick?
Yeah,
last
sure.
night I went to this event at the Navy Memorial over as they have the Navy Memorial building. And this wonderful guy who is a captain in the National Guard who, runs a nonprofit that's affiliated with the Purple Heart, had a really great event. What happened was this guy started this thing because he went into a thrift shop, looking around like we all do, and in the thrift shop, he finds this Purple Heart. And the Purple Heart, when it's been given to somebody that has died of their wounds or in service, has their name on the back of the medal. So he gets the Purple Heart, and he tracks down the family, and it was from World War II. And they found the family of these World War II veteran, and they presented the Purple Heart to him yesterday.
Oh,
it
wow.
was so touching. But they said, and this guy said, well, it was kind of a fluke because now people are sending them Purple Hearts that they've found when they've gone to, like, the beach and they take a metal detector or when they find something and some slop and meat because, you know, it's kind of against the law to have these medals and people have been turning them in. And so, anyway, I thought I'd share that feel-good story.
That's pretty cool. That's a feel-good story. Absolutely. I think I want to try to find that and throw it up on my social media so the folks can read about that. Where is that story out of?
And that story is out of, in fact, I'm going to try to pull it up for you right now as we're speaking, because this organization, let me get this guy's name real quickly. I can find this. Zachariah Pike. His name is Captain Zachariah Pike. And the story is about, let me tell you right now, he is a Reserve Army captain in Vermont, and he found Harley C. Kempter, 2nd Lieutenant in World War II, and he was flew the P-47 Thunderbolt over the Pacific, and he found his medal. And this is Purple Hearts Reunited. @gmail.com. Purple, and on Facebook, it's just Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc. Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc.
Purple Hearts Reunited, Inc. Absolutely.
Correct.
Going to put that on my social
and
media.
You'll read these stories, and it really makes you tear up.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
And the grandson, or the nephew that picked it up, said it was the nephew, rather. He said that he had been named in honor of his uncle, his late uncle, and that this was the real part of him that he was able to have, he said, because he'd never met him. He was born after the uncle had died.
Wow.
Heavy
wow.
stuff, but nice stuff, respectful
yeah.
stuff.
Good deal, good deal. See, that's those are the kind of stories I like to hear. I'm definitely
you know,
going to research that and check out the social media.
You know, I emcee the National Memorial Day Parade every year.
Oh, you do?
I do, and it's an inspiration in my life to meet all these great people. And real quickly, another feel good story, if I have a minute. Is Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise, we all know, is very dedicated to the vets, okay? But what you don't know, that one Marine mother, in fact, the mother of the guy that had lost his limbs last year who was featured on the big screen on PBS, his mother said that Gary Sinise called her son and called her every day. Every day, doesn't miss a day. And make sure that he calls every day to boost his morale and helps him financially. And has been a wonderful, wonderful friend.
How awesome is that? I look at folks like Sinise, and yeah, you have a ton of these celebrities that are just about themselves, and they're kind of vain, and they live in this little bubble world. But then you have folks like Sinise that are out there. I think he speaks on behalf of the Wounded Warrior Project.
He does. And you know what? I'm going to get you, if you don't mind, Leon, and your team needs to send me your email, because I want to get one of the women who's written this book with other military wives called, and it's talking about sitting around the table. And this whole book is from every perspective of military life for these women, and from deployment to widows to finances, and it's like a Bible. And for your Veterans Day show, you should have one of these women on the show, because it will really make your listeners proud.
Absolutely. I'll get my producer on it, and we will definitely reach out. That sounds pretty cool.
And you're the best guy for that, because you really get it, and you love that. Your audience honors the military like we all do.
Oh man, we have Rusty Orth. I think he's here in the studio, as a matter of fact, from Purple.
Oh, we love Rusty. Rusty's a great guy.
Oh man, pretty awesome guy. And I have a friend that every year he runs. Well, he was running for the Wounded Warrior Project, but now he's running for the Green Beret Foundation, because his father is a Green Beret.
All the proceeds from the book go to Operation Home Front. Operation Home Front, which is also another wonderful outlet. And the book, for anyone wants to know, is called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, Strength, and Military Life. And so I'll try to get you someone for next week if you'd like that.
I would love that. Thank you, Blanquita. There you go. It's good to know folks like you, good conservative folks with all of these awesome connections here to the heartland. I think our audience would love that interview.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Thank you.
In fact, one of the authors on this book, if you ever saw that show called Army Wives, one of the authors is the author of Army Wives, and oh my gosh, you know, the stories in this book, and it's like vignettes from all these different women. It is so awesome. You'll love it.
So,
around the table.
Stories Around the Table. Definitely
going to. If you want, I'll make sure that we get you a book.
Oh, absolutely. That would rock. Man, thank you. Feel Good Friday. Love it.
Hey, you know, Feel Good Friday. Let's feel good for the men and women who serve and their families who serve with them.
So many awesome stories out there, too. I know so many veterans that the stories are phenomenal. Thank you, Blanquita, for making this a Feel Good Friday today. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Open phones. What's on your mind right now? I'm gonna tell you, and this is what I do. So I'm behind the mic. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's on my mind. But I want to hear from you. 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. But we didn't get. And Blanquita brought some really really good Feel Good Friday stories to the table. But we ran out of time to get to the story that I picked to speak with her about. So yesterday, right before we were signing off on that segment, Blanquita brought up an excellent point about Sarah Blair. She's a fiscally conservative 18-year-old who's going to be representing the district, a small district in West Virginia, but she's the youngest state lawmaker in America. Pretty awesome. And she first made news, and I remember this. I didn't remember it when Blanquita was talking about it yesterday, but I did start remembering the fact that she beat a 66-year-old Republican incumbent back in May, the primary. I'm like, wow, 18 years old. And she was 17 then. She just turned 18. So think about that. And guess what her platform is? Her platform is, she is 100% pro-life. Think about that. In today's, 100% pro-life. She's pro-Second Amendment. She campaigned on a pledge to work to reduce taxes on small businesses. Think about that. You got a very young a female, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-business, less taxes, and who would have thunk it? She won. That's pretty awesome, in my humble opinion. She said she ran her campaign out of her dorm room, and that is notable because yesterday we had a ton of fun with something that Todd Mitchell first brought to our attention. You got this liberal girl, and it's satire, yes, it's shtick, but she's all upset, and she's saying things like, kudos, Republican, she won a big blah, blah, blah. And then she was talking about the fact that there is voter fraud, and I wonder what our founder, George Jefferson, would say to that. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, well, wait a minute. George and Weezy, one of the founding first families? Come on now. And that's satire. But then you look at what is going on college campuses around the nation here. And You see those reporters, like there was one video from about a week ago where the guy was asking folks, you know, who won the Civil War? They didn't know. Are you kidding me? I mean, just some really basic questions, history questions. And you're like, and if you're looking at that, you really, if you're like me anyway, you're looking at those kids and you're like, are you kidding me? These folks are going to be running the country one day. Oh, man. They were asked, you know, how many senators do we have, you know? Just think, and the name of your senator. I mean, they're clueless. But when asked about the Jersey Shore, they knew it right away. When asked about Kim Kardashian, they knew it right away. You know, that sort of thing. And you're like, wow. So when I hear a story like this one in West Virginia, and the fact that this is the America's youngest state lawmaker, and we hear a lot about the war on women and that sort of thing, and to be clear, all of those commercials that I normally hear about, you know, girls this and they're not doing this and they're not doing that, and we need to, I think that parents that have a good head on their shoulder, you turn out kids like this. So I think it's a lot of hype and a lot of a marketing gimmickry around it. But I look at folks like Sarah here, 18 years old, fiscally conservative, running for public office, and there you go. Future minded parents. That's what they promote in their home, and apparently she got it. I mean, she got it, and my hat is off to her. I think that's my Friday fun awesomeness story for today is Sarah Blair. You should check her out. I think they have a story. Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal has a story on her, so you should check that out, and I'll put it up on my social media in a bit here. Want to remind you once again about the winter weather that we're going to be having on Sunday. You really want to prepare for that, and the high wind, the 50 mile per hour wind gusts that you should be preparing for. Now, high-profile vehicles, you want to, when you're driving, be careful. And if you're working up high, it's going to be hazardous. So make sure that's at top of mind today. Now, one story that I saw today, well, last night, out of Devil's Lake, and we talked about this yesterday, was, did you hear, and I know that when this story first broke, we were all like, wow, these guys, they had 135 fish. You're only supposed to have, like, I think there's a 5 daily limit, only 10 in possession, something like that. So the game wardens, they come up, an initial search turns up 25 whole walleye. And anglers, and that was in walleyes, but that was in their truck, that was in their vehicle. There was another 135 walleyes, clean and frozen, in the guy's house. So there was this big story. I remember it. It was a big story, and everybody's like, "Wow, are you kidding me?" That sort of thing. So they go to court, and I don't know if you heard this. The judge said that the evidence, so all those fish in that bust, if you will, none of it can be used because they did not get a warrant. And I was speaking with some of my friends about that last night, and they're like, oh, God, blah, 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 this and that. That's horrible. They have, I mean, obviously the guys, you know, 135 fish. Obviously, they did something very, very wrong. They did break the law. But I see this as a win. I see this as a good thing that this judge said, wait a minute, all of that fish, you can't bring it into court, can't bring any of that evidence into court, you didn't get a warrant. and I say bravo. I say bravo. And the game and fish department, they're not making a big stink about it. They're not gonna sanction the officers there or make a big deal about it. They see it as a learning thing. And I think that's a good thing, because due process of the law should be held in the highest esteem, the highest regard. And I think that that's a good thing. I think the fact that this judge said, wait a minute, nope, you have your Fourth Amendment protections, illegal searches and seizures, you didn't get a warrant, you didn't ask their permission, that sort of thing, so you can't use any of that. I think it's awesome. I think it's a good thing. Even though I don't agree with these guys overfishing, like the 135, come on, man. That's one of the stories that I wanted to talk about today. Tell me what you think about that. Do you think that this is, more? We always hear those stories about, criminals getting off by with a technicality and that sort of thing. Do you think that this story is something akin to that, or do you feel like I feel that this is a good thing? It shows that, at least in Devil's Lake, the system actually works. But due process is just that, and it is a good thing. You can't have the folks that are out there. Upholding the law, breaking the law to catch the bad guys. Because then you just got a bunch of criminals that are one-upping each other. So I think that this is a good thing. Let me know what you think. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. Something else that's on my mind today is, I don't know if you heard yesterday, Boehner's his little tete-a-tete with the press corps out there. I mean, he got a little testy at times, but it sounded to me like he found his cojones. Like he got some fortitude going on there, if you know what I mean. He actually sounded like a leader yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I had to look around to make sure that it was actually Boehner on the TV. If you heard that interview where he was, and at times he got pretty testy. He actually once or twice, got upset with one of the reporters that were trying to frame the whole Tea Party question and in a bad light and try to, and I know what she was doing. She was trying to pull sound bites out that they would be running, all over the place. But I think he handled it very well. And I think he actually sounded like a leader yesterday. Let me know what you think. 855-217-76 extension 2. I think he sounded like a leader. And he also says, he says that the House will repeal Obamacare. Think about that. And he also said that if Obama moves forward with his executive order, his little pen phone thing, that sort of thing, if he does that, and Obama has already vowed to push through his immigration policy before Christmas. So Boehner said if you do that, you're going to poison the well on immigration. You play with fire, you're going to get burned, son. That's basically what he said. He said, I believe that Boehner found this new fortitude. He actually found some semblance of a spine, because he's got a lot of backing now. At first, he's working, and it's a soundbite, I've even said it before myself, and I believe that it shows weak leadership when you say, well, we're only one half or one third of, blah, blah, blah. But I think now he's like, man, I got an army of red behind me. Bring it on. Bring it on, Barry. So, there you go, 855-217-76. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And, you know, Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota, and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door. The famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Got a couple more, and this is the last segment here of the Common Sense Club. So if there's something that's cheesing your grits or one of those are you kidding me moments, now'd be the time to get that out to the folks, 855-217-76. I have a couple of stories. I'm just going to mention them and kind of go in a rapid succession here. One, and I'm going to save the best one for last, and I really want someone to talk about this on Scott and Todd's show, you know, what's on your mind. They do the whole, are you kidding me, Friday. Three stories. First one, I heard that there are some students out there that are all in a huff because they returned away from the polling stations on Tuesday. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, we got this whole commercial, this whole thing that it's voting in North Dakota, it's easy as pie, that sort of thing. Apparently, and I don't know the entire scope of this story, but they told reporters that they had IDs and student IDs. Something doesn't smell right there. Something just does not pass the smell test with me on that one. And that's one of my, are you kidding me? The next one, the GOP is, I mean, not the GOP, but the Democrats are pulling out of Louisiana. Think about that. They're pulling their ads for Landrieu. They're pulling out their money and all of that, the campaign ads and all of that. They're pulling it right out of there. So what do you think about that? Do you think that they smell defeat in the air? I was going to ask Ellen about that. Had she been on the call this morning? There's some speculation, and yeah, they're trying to save face. Yes. And they're trying to save face and saying that, you know, Landrieu is a proven, runoff, a veteran. She doesn't need our help, that sort of thing. But it seems to me like they're cutting their losses and they're getting out of there. Their whole, race baiting politics didn't work. Didn't take too well down there. And we brought you those stories of those phenomenal, phenomenal new fresh faces of the GOP. And I think they see the writing on the wall. So there you go. And the last, are you kidding me? And this is a big one. So I'm watching Fox yesterday and there's this interview. There's this like 90-year-old guy. And I hear him, he starts talking, and he's talking about the fact that he got cited. Check this out. He was cited for illegally feeding the homeless. He's got his little table out there, he's got all his food out there, and he's feeding the homeless, and he gets cited for it. He says, you know, they come at him and they go, you know, basically drop the plate and move away from the table like he has a gun. And you should really listen to the interview. This guy is awesome, man. He is 100%. Well, he is 90% awesomeness. That's what he is. But I'm sitting there scratching my head, listening to him say, you know, you got these police officers. They're like, drop the plate, back away from the table, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, they approached me like I had a gun or something. I got a plate of food and I'm feeding the homeless. And in America, how can that happen? And maybe the folks out there have a different take on that. I just thought that is probably the biggest, are you kidding me, story that I could bring to you. Are you kidding me? You're going to cite a 90-year-old guy who has pretty much made his life. I think he gave a little backstory on it about why he goes out there and he feeds the homies. He's been doing it for a while. I mean, he has been doing it for a very long time. And you get cited for it. It's illegal to feed homeless people. I guess only the government can do that, right? You can't be a private citizen and out there doing good. Absolutely not. It's the government. We want people dependent on us. How dare you go out there and take some initiative to feed those homeless folks? Get out of that's our area of expertise, apparently. None of your, be ashamed, man. And I would love, and I know the police officers were probably acting on orders. I mean, I cannot for the life of me see, especially with the officers that I know. I can't see an officer relishing the thought of going out there and citing this 90-year-old guy. I think I would turn down that assignment. If my police chief said, hey, we got, you know, I forget his name, Arnold, I believe it was. Arnold Abbott, that's what it was. Arnold's out there feeding the homeless folks again. We're going to need to go and bust that little operation up. So I'm Leon, you go. That I'd be like, no, man, I'm been sick today. That's not going to happen. 90-year-old guy. And Abbott said they didn't to move on us before because they were afraid of public opinion. And I think they should have stuck to that because this looks really bad in my humble opinion. Anyway, stay tuned for Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell as they bring you what's on your mind today. And it's a feel-good Friday, but don't forget those stories that just make you scratch your head. That's what they're looking for today on What's On Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. Happy Friday, y'all.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.